This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 17 of the Seeker's Challenge. We are making our way through week three. Week three of the Seeker's Challenge focuses on forge your path. We know now that the Seeker's path contains three important elements that we're exploring in this challenge. Lose your way, find your guides, forge your path. And this week we're spending time considering what it means to own and live our own path. To be influenced by others, but to take responsibility and craft our own spiritual journey throughout our life. And today we come to another important challenge question. And that question is this: how can I honor the paths others have walked while remaining true to my own? How can I honor the paths others have walked or are walking, but remain true to my own? Take a few deep breaths. Find your center in this moment. Finding a relaxed but mindful posture. Feeling the air move in through your nostrils and out your mouth. Find that place of calm today. That place of mindfulness, awareness of the present moment. Experience the mystery that is you, located in this world, in this cosmos, this universe, participating in the unfolding of something that has been unfolding for billions and billions of years. And in this moment, you are participating with that. Be grateful for that. Smile, knowing that you are participating in the unfolding, the evolution of the universe. And you have a moment, a life, to experience that. What an amazing gift. What an amazing gift. Now consider all the people who have come before you. Even just considering the last 1 to 200,000 years. What if we just considered the last 10,000 years? Think of all the people from all the cultures in the world who have had their moment of experiencing what you are experiencing right now. Life on this planet. And consider all of the life, relationships, love, conflict, death. The cycle continues. Consider all of the generations and generations of people who have preceded you. And like you, they too were looking for transcendence and transformation. Like you, they were looking to reach beyond what is to the mystery of what they could experience. And they too crafted their lives to live a well experienced life, to live a well designed life, to live a deeply spiritual life. They too, just as you are now, reached for more. And from those reachings sprung paths. Paths that people began to explore. Paths of transcendence. Paths of transformation. And those experiences, in some cases, were passed on orally, and in others, they were written down. People sharing their connection to a spirituality, to something bigger than themselves. And some of these paths have grown into deep spiritual practices and religion. Deep expressions of a worldview. And some of those traditions are available to you and to me. And perhaps you've been exposed to these paths, these spiritualities, these ways of considering the world and the universe and the unfolding of what's occurring. Buddhism. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, pagan religions, Hinduism, Sikhism, and on the paths emerge. On the path of the seeker, she is willing to explore from all these different paths and honor what resonates with her. But the seeker is also sensitive to an overcommitment to any spiritual tradition. To any one path. Because the danger of many of these paths, as much as they are populated with important ideas that can help us in our spirituality, there is a danger that we could be overcommitted to the dogma and overcommitted to the worldview, and in doing so, end our search. And so the seeker honors the paths of others, honors the wisdom of the past that is expressing itself in the present, but never becomes so attached to it that it defines her or defines him, that it becomes the end-all answer, that it settles the search, ends the seeking. The mantra of the seeker is never arrive. What can you honor? Where are the places of resonance that you find with certain spiritual traditions? Explore those, own those, but never overcommit to them. Always be skeptical of something that promises the ultimate answer to life in all its complexities. Instead, find the places where the stories, the ideas, the practices of the past connect to you. Explore them, but don't fall in love with them. As the wise spiritual sage once said, a finger pointing to the moon is simply a pointer to something greater than itself. Religions and spirituality are pointers to something greater, that transcendence and transformation that we seek. So therefore, the sage ended, never fall in love with the finger. Never fall in love with the pointer and abandon the mystery of what the pointer, what the finger is showing. Never arrive means never settle for a dogma or a belief system that wraps everything up in a bow and tells you how life needs to be lived and can label everyone and put everyone in their place. Instead, never arrive means explore and hold what resonates with you, but always be open to the fact that at some point, that too, you may need to leave behind to continue your search. Today, how can you honor the paths of those that have preceded you, but still forge your own? What spiritual paths resonate with you? Have you overcommitted to one? Forge your own path. Find the wisdom around you to help you do just that.